abroad. There were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Today is August 13th of 2017 here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in. I see I have a caller on the phone here who's already alerted me that on Twitter there. I'll take Wayne's call in just a second here, but I wanted to say something. I just saw this on a feed here. YouTube now says that the second plane hitting the World Trade Center is too violent. It's an historical fact, and it's too violent. Anyway, yeah, Ken, you want to go ahead and put Wayne on over there in California? Hello, Wayne. Yeah, go ahead and get Wayne there. I'll put him on first before I get rolling. Hello, Wayne. How you doing?
Pretty good. Good to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm glad to see your tomatoes are doing well.
Yes, those Cherokee heirlooms are the first year I've ever grown them, and they were the size of a softball.
Yeah, I know she had a few splits on them like that. I don't know if that's due to watering them in the daytime or what like that, but anyway, that's under the bridge. Anyway, what's on your mind, young man?
Well, you said that maybe we should talk on your show. You know, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, The main thesis of today's show here is going to be the continued destruction of America from within. And I'm going to highlight the stuff going on here about Antifa and other, which I would call the communist agenda here in the United States, the total destruction of this country. So if you have anything to input, I know she's been posting a few videos or images there that shows the driver may not be the arrested person.
Right. This is about the Charlottesville riot that happened on the 12th, and the guy who drove into the group of people, they've said it's some young man who's always wearing glasses, but when you see a photo from one of the news sources, there's no glasses on the driver, and it looks like a different person.
Yeah, it wasn't actually a riot. It was a peaceful assembly until Antifa showed up.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a good way to differentiate that, you know.
Yeah. Well, when we first talked, we thought maybe we'd talk about my bidding. I don't know if that's allowed on your show.
No, that's fine here. I've got a few minutes here. I'll give you there, but I want to comment one more thing here about Antifa, because that's going to be the highlight of this premise of this show for the beginning. But you'll notice there with Antifa that our militarized police, you know, via Israelis, which responds to all these nonviolent protests and always meet with violent suppression, they finally show up with restraint at this Nazi rally. And I think that was interesting. Anyway, so go ahead. You're going to run for 2020 as a president, right?
Well, I'm bidding. So I'm saying I want to run if I can get some financing. And I had tried that 2 years ago in 2015, August. I thought I'll give it a try, hoping to be a voice of truth amongst the lies, specifically about 9/11. there's a mountain of evidence about the World Trade Center's being controlled demolition that takes 30 to 60 days to plan. Who did that? And you and I have talked, and we both came to a similar conclusion, which is Israel. And I think if the American public knew how absolute corrupt our political system is and the way the machinery runs, we would want to reinvent it. And so I thought by exposing the truth and speaking what nobody wanted to speak, I would have a chance, and I was absolutely wrong. Nobody wants to hear the truth, it seems.
Well,
and so I'm still going down this path, saying that I'd like to give it a try.
Yeah, you know, I would give you my, I mean, I don't vote and everything like that, but as far as support, I give you the full support, but my only biggest question that I have, looking at the current things in America, is I don't think we're going to have a country in 2 years, or 3 years, or 4 years.
I kind of think you're a little bit right. I mean, when people say save the Earth, no, save humanity. The Earth will be here for a long time, but humanity, maybe not. I am not a big student on the Freemasons, but I just started investigating it, and evidently, about 150 years ago, they said there would be three wars, and after the third war, they would achieve their objective, and it seems like it's happening, and they're the people in power to make it happen. They're the people who have been breaking laws for the last 180 years or so, and they get anything they want. The one thing most people don't understand is our money, the Federal Reserve, is as federal as Federal Express. It's a private corporation with shareholders, and they make profit, which is inflation. It's a scam. And if we could get rid of that, we might have a chance at democracy. But since they can print the money, that means they can print the money and give it to anybody they want to put them in power to control the system. Game over. We're screwed.
That's right, and it's fiat money, too, because it doesn't cost them a dime, because in bailouts, they'll get paid back anyway, and the American public pays for it.
Yeah. I mean, people don't know about fractional reserve banking. For every $100 you put in the bank only needs to keep 10% of it, so they can loan out 90% at whatever interest rate they can get. So not only are they printing the money on paper, but then they give the banks the power to take your money and make more money with it on a huge margin, a 900% margin. It's a great scam. I wish I was getting rich from it, but I'm not.
Well, and it's like anyone that's tried to outdo that, whether it's JFK, Lincoln, or anything like that, the banks instantly swoop in there. And remember, today's show, again, is about what I have seen, and you made a comment to me earlier that I might know more about what's going on. But anyway, it's just...
I think you do.
I sit around, Wayne, and I listen to old archived newsreels and everything, and like the one I had sent you from Fagan there in 67, that, as you and I had just mentioned, is a play-by-play scene of what they are doing and what has transpired, and it looks like it's right on track.
Yeah, they're not reinventing the wheel. They're just doing it again. And the old adage, people who don't study history are failed to repeat it, and that's exactly what's happening with America. And you got to laugh at the sheep mentality of people. They're apathetic. You can't awaken the man who pretends to sleep.
You've heard my comments on Twitter, you know, if it had to do with penis enlargement, breast augmentation, or lifting your butt, you know, that's it. Or what the latest Xbox or Game Boy or, I mean, people are so distracted right now, they just don't understand. And like the millennials, which I feel sorry for because I've got children, and they don't understand what, even under the auspices of Make America Great Again, they didn't live during the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and they don't know what America was with the strong unions, the full health care paid by the employer, the 40 hours a week, and they're reduced to working part-time jobs, being fined for Obamacare if they don't pay in, no jobs. Those like my daughter who has student loans can't get jobs out in there for the field that they trained in because there are no jobs, and then they want to replace people with robots. Which means that those in the and the working thing, how are they going to buy that person's product who has a robot serving them, allegedly serving them, when they don't have a job to even buy anything there?
Well, there's a whole bunch of economics going on. The you know, if you look at when Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1973, he allowed our government to print as much paper as possible. So we've gone from a nation that saved to a nation that lives in debt. And the average housing to income ratio in 1970 was 2-1. So if you made 20 grand a year, a house cost 40. Today it's 10-1. So if you make 30 grand a year, a house costs 300,000. And so people can't afford to buy homes. And when home ownership builds communities, when you see people pulling weeds and mowing the lawn, those are not renters, those are homeowners. When people have communities, they fight for stronger moral values. But we've seen the moral decay of America through nonstop inexpensive entertainment, unlimited pornography, video games that probably are fun to play, but these people waste their life playing a game. And
right.
Before they know it, 50 years old, and they're going to die with no money.
Well, it's like these gamers.
While
you watch them, they play for 4 days and they drop dead.
Some employers got the best years of their life out of them for minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. And now you see where they're reducing the minimum wage from the $15, something like that, back down to the $7. They want you in debt.
Yeah, so you have no option. So you have to take the job. You have to do whatever is possible just to keep that job, just to barely stay alive.
Yep. Well, remember, though, Wayne, the video where the gal was talking to George Bush, the elderly lady, and she says, "I have three jobs." And Bush says, "Well, that's really American of you. Why should an elderly person supplement their Social Security and stuff by working three jobs?"
Exactly. You know, the rich always say, "Well, you've got to work," except they don't work. Most of them inherited their money. And people say, "Well, you got to work." Actually, you don't, because the rich don't work. Why should we have to work so hard? And this world of robotics, what are people going to do for work? Well, since the robots will be doing most of the work, life will become cheaper. One of the biggest expenses for people is housing. And so housing is artificial scarcity. They purposely don't buy homes so people can't have a home that leaves them always on the edge of being homeless. So that's a way they control people, when we could easily build lots of inexpensive housing to give people some security. When the Soviet Union collapsed, the people in the Soviet Union had one thing America didn't, which was a place to live. They had that government housing that they were in.
Yeah,
that they still got to keep.
Yeah, Wayne, do you remember when Donald Trump appeared before the Senate? I think it was in 91 or something like that, when they asked him how to rebuild the economy. And the video.
I don't remember that.
Anyway, he went on to explain to them about it was real estate, and they didn't understand it. And so they asked him to define that. And he went on to say, well, he says, if I want a piece of property, wherever it is, Arizona, Las Vegas, wherever like that, he says, not only do I have to look at the property, survey it and everything like that, which it means you have to pay people to do that, but I have to look at zoning, building codes, all that stuff. And he says, and then, he says, if I decide to buy it and go ahead and go with the deal, he says, then the concrete guys come in, the rebar guys come in, and the Senate says, yeah, well, what are you getting at? He says, well, he says, the concrete guys have to buy their concrete from someone else. The rebar guys have to buy their steel from somewhere else. And then he went on to say, the framers come in there. They have to buy their wood from someone else. The electricians come in there, and they have to buy their wire from somewhere else. He says, this creates thousands and thousands of jobs. The same thing with the guys that make the asphalt roofing and stuff. And that, again, he went on to say whether it was Section 8 housing or what, or low income or a shopping mall or anything like that, this employed workers. And the point is, though, is this country does not want to build itself. All it wants to do is tear itself.
Well, I think the country wants to build itself. However, I think the people in Congress.
Yeah, the people do. But
the people in power.
Right.
They've already got fancy homes and fancy medical care. They're living, you know, the high life, and they've forgotten the people who put them there.
Right. Well, I'll get into a quote here. I got to let you go here, but I'll get into a quote here from what Theodore Roosevelt said about corporations and what it was to them, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, good luck. I hope you find the funding and a base to run in 2020 there, okay?
Thank you very much, Keith.
All right, thanks for calling in, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I'm going to run up here on a break here, but before I do that, I'm going to have Ken pre-surface this whole thing here about what the rest of the show is by playing a really short video clip here about what's going on in America. So, Ken, you want to play that first short one? Did it die?
Antifa organization is offering a training manual with tips to help their members carry out a revolution. Here's One America's Sophia Anderson with more.
The Antifa organization called Redneck Revolt is speaking out about their opposition to fascism and communism, calling for a complete restructuring of society. The organization, that now has more than 30 chapters in over 20 different states, describes itself as a group of poor, working-class people revolting against their common enemy, the rich. One of the leaders of the group explains the reason for the Redneck Revolt's actions, but remains anonymous as he elaborates.
We are a response to a rise in politically motivated violence and intimidation against vulnerable communities.
But with guns.
Right, yeah, with guns. That doesn't mean that we're, like, looking for a fight. We're just trying to defend ourselves.
The group's website has a variety of resources for its members to refer to, including an online magazine entitled The Mini Manual of the Urban Guerrilla. Within this 36-page document are sections entitled Sabotage, Kidnapping, and Executions, with detailed instructions on how each of these should be carried out. The group is pushing the boundaries of typical protests and are now organizing armed rallies at events they don't support, like the Make America Great Again rally in March.
This is the result of years and years of oppression, and you know, I'm tired of my communities getting screwed over. And I think that's where a lot of the anger is coming from anyway.
The Department of Homeland Security in New Jersey has listed them among domestic terrorism groups and labeled them anarchist extremists. Sophia Anderson, One America News.
Okay, yeah. So here we see the misapplying right now of fascism and communism to the rich. It's not just the rich, because the rich, although they may have some influence and stuff through lobbyists and whatever like that, they're not actually controlling government. And I will post those links. By the way, you can join us in the chat room there. It's onfrequencyradio.chatandgo.com. excuse me, if you'd like to do that. But right now in Seattle, King 5 News is reporting less than an hour ago here that the flashbangs, pepper spray are all deployed in downtown Seattle as rioters, protesters refuse to disperse. This, like yesterday, was where it was reported that you could earn, actually they was asking you to quit your job and earn $15,000 a month protesting our president by encouraging those who apply to make money via trollings, protests, calling officials to further subvert the U.S. government, and namely, of course, I could say Donald Trump. And remember that it was Hillary's resistance call that called for this, and backed by those like George Soros and other communists. But, of course, this is in violation of Title 18, Code 2385, where it goes on talking about those who willfully or knowingly, those who willfully or knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, or advises, or teaches. It's a training manual we're just talking about. The necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States. The issue here that all Americans should be looking at right now is, why aren't there any prosecutions? That is a key interest right now. The perps behind this, these groups, if they can find who's downloading kiddie porn, why can't they find out who's behind all these groups and start arresting people? Anyway, this is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We've got a break here. Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'd like to call in. It's On Talk Radio.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk.
This is on Frequency Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. I'm kind of up against the bottom time slot here. So anyway, I'm not sure, Ken, if I can fit that almost nine-minute video in there. I don't think I can. So, okay, I'll play it afterwards. Thanks, Ken, okay? All right, so you'll find out with this next video that I'm going to have, which is actually an audio since you are in the internet realm here. You can't see the video. Anyway, you'll see though that we the people no longer really have a voice in the United States government. It's basically stated that it's part of the communist agenda here. And I have another caller here, but I'm going to give off a quick quote here from Theodore Roosevelt, where it says, "Our aim is not to do away with corporations. On the contrary, these big aggregations are the inevitable development of modern industrialism, and the effort to destroy them would be futile unless accomplished in ways that would work the utmost mischief to the entire body of politics. We can do nothing of good in the way of regulating and supervising these corporations until we fix clearly in our minds that we are not attacking the corporations, but endeavoring to do away with any evil in them. We are not hostile to them. We are merely determined that they shall be so handled as to subserve the public good. We draw the line against misconduct, not against wealth. Theodore Roosevelt. Now we show today how Monsanto and these guys, they control everything, and they are not being held for their crimes and stuff. This is a prelude to what we see in America today. Anyway, you have a caller here, David in San Francisco. Good evening, David. Welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers.
Hi, Keith. By the way, who was it that you just interviewed?
Oh, Wayne. He's on Twitter. I don't know his last name. He just goes by Wayne.
What party? He did run for president, or he was going to, or he's...
Well, he tried to. Let me get my screen back up here. He tried to, in the last prior one, let me scroll on down here on Twitter. His last name is Lambright, Lambright.
Oh, okay.
Wayne Lambright.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm a 9/11 truther, and, you know, there are a lot of people that have been bullied around about what they believe, but I'll tell you, I'm calling you from out in San Francisco, and about 6 months before 9/11 happened, there were two different things that were significant. One was there was an article in the San Francisco Examiner. It was on the very back page of the Examiner, and it talked about the, at the time, you remember Enron was big in the news, and the Enron had led to huge economic collapses here in California. Enron was basically trying to attack California economically. And so a lot of those dot-com millionaires had invested in gold. And they, during this collapse point, they were trying to get their gold back, cash in their gold in order to stabilize their financing. And it was showing up that the gold brokers in the basement of World Trade Center towers had cooked the books, and they were multiple selling the gold. And so the idea that they needed to destroy the evidence becomes a big factor in that.
The evidence was held in World Trade Center number 7, wasn't it?
The gold brokers themselves, I'm trying
to... Not for the gold, but for Enron and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that, absolutely. And right. Arthur Anderson, it was the Security Exchange Commission that was based in number 7, as well as Secret Service. Secret Service actually does more, you know, for counterfeiting and whatnot, but they do a certain amount of financial studies there. And if I remember right, the CIA office was in the Building 7.
Mm-hmm.
And for America to still, to this point, you probably can't find 1% of the population that realized that the CIA headquarters, the New York office of the CIA, the New York office of the Security Exchange Commission, and the New York office of Secret Service were destroyed in 8 seconds.
Remember, though, too, that Giuliani's office, the 911 center, was
right.
In World Trade Center 7. And to me, it looks like it was an op to do the main towers, and then right after that, they pulled the string and they destroyed World Trade Center number 7. Anyway,
yeah,
I have a break coming up here. If you want to hold over, I'll hold you over there.
Sure, thanks.
All right, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is on. You get and you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. If you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443, and my one screen just glitched for some reason. Anyway, before I go back to David there, teachers have now ruled that, a judge in Alabama has now ruled that teachers have the right to sleep with their students. That'll be covered coming up soon. David, go ahead. Welcome back.
Wow, and if I remember right, statutory rape in Alabama is like 12, if I remember right.
Well, remember, though, the schools now are making it so that students can do their own grades now so they don't feel offended.
Not every school does that. Maybe some specific.
This is what's going on in America. You know, it's just the continued dumbing down of people like that. So that when they're, you know, it's like, well, what are you qualified for? Well, it doesn't matter, because they're going to train you to do what they want, and you're just a bunch of sheep anyway, you know?
Oh, yeah. You ever heard of a gentleman's C?
No, that I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, that's an old expression for rich kids that get into college. You know, in fact, they talked about that with both Trump and Bush. Bush, he did so poorly in economics that rather than give him a flunking grade, they gave him a gentleman's C. And Trump is in the same way. Wharton School of Economics, you know, he apparently knows doodly about it. And it's kind of funny, you know, you're talking about Teddy Roosevelt there. I always admired him because he helped break up the trusts, but it's kind of interesting to hear that quote that you just read, that he basically was, he downplayed the danger of monopoly.
You've got to realize, though, David, please realize, though, under U.S. law, under Cornell law, the United States is defined as a federal corporation. And there's a video on YouTube called CAFR, C-A-F-R, and it explains how the government, through investments, allows these local entities, like your local state, whatever like that, for their pensions and stuff. They allow these corporations to excel because they're the ones that these local governments invest in for their police pensions and everything like that. And so it's all like George Carlin would say, it's a big game, but you're not in it.
Right.
That's how they rig the markets and stuff. I mean, everyone knows that everything's rigged anymore. But that's how they're doing it.
Yeah, are you familiar with what's called the LIBOR scandal?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, for the listeners that aren't familiar with it, it's how the interest rates of the world were set. And it was created in 1984. People are old enough to remember Jimmy Carter's term, interest rates went from like 4% in the beginning of his term to they rose just like weekly almost and got as high as 22%. And every state in the nation had usury laws. I lived in Missouri at the time. Usury in Missouri was 7%. Actually, Utah, you know, being a Mormon state and somewhat religious, their usury rate was 0.5%, and yet the interest rates were not protected, usury laws were not enforced, and these banks throughout the nation just kept jacking it and jacking it. The baby boom started losing all of their property. Homes, farms, businesses were all lost because of this, the interest rates going crazy. So when Reagan beat out Jimmy Carter, he promised that he was going to come up with a method of dealing with interest rates from the free market point, and it was going to be based in London, which makes a real smart idea. And so it's called the London Interbank Offer Rate. And the idea was that you would have this kind of a room without doors on it, and all of the biggest banks in the world would toss data over the walls into this room, and this one guy in the room would take the average of all of the interest rates and set interest rates. Now, if you think about it, somebody living in a lush jungle would be able to pay higher interest rates than somebody living in a desert. Desert people don't have a lot of margin to play with. And so the very idea of setting interest rates for the world is preposterous, because there are a lot of people, whether they're Eskimos or whether they're people living in a desert,
right,
they don't have the margin to play with. And so LIBOR, they can prove now that LIBOR started getting frauded within 5 years. And when it got exposed after the 2008 crash, the LIBOR, well, I'll give you a number. An economist set the value of the entire world at $24 trillion. Now, the LIBOR scandal showed that we, the people, owed them $550 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
So it was something like, 48 times the value of the Earth?
Right.
So it's just so insane why anybody would believe any of these bankers' interest rates. And then now, as you were talking with your guest there, the other caller, the idea that not only businesses are collapsing, but the inflation rate of houses and the minimum wage is not only forced down, but there are people actually talking about paying less than minimum wage. Yet everything that the super rich own can vastly increase in exponential terms. So it's an obvious con game. And the violence that's going on today, whether it's between the right or the left, It's all in play because of the scams based upon whether it's LIBOR or the the other
and
Citizens
war is
United.
War is a scam too, and you'll see if you continue listening on the show, you'll see I'll be getting into that. But anyway, David, I do have to cut you loose here because I have a longer video that I want to play here, and it's going to run me up to the next bump here. So, but anyway, hey, thank you for calling in and for all your input. Okay,
thanks.
All right, you have a good one there. All right, hey. Now, and you know, like I've tried to say here, that the United States is being destroyed from within, and this was part of an agenda from 1963. So, Ken, you want to go ahead and play that for me, please?
The communist takeover of America, 45 declared goals. These 45 declared goals are listed in a 1963 congressional report. Information is posted below. The 45 declared goals are as follows. Number one, U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. Number two, U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. Number three, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Number four, permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Number five, extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. Number six, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. Number seven, grant recognition of Red China, admission of Red China to the UN. Number eight, set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. Number nine, prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. Number 10, allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. Number 11, promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. If its charter is rewritten, demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other as they are now doing in the Congo. Number 12. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13. Do away with all loyalty oaths. 14. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. Number 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 17. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. 18. Gain control of all student newspapers. 19. Use student riots to foment public protests against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 20. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making decisions. 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. 22. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms, unquote. 23. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Quote, our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art, unquote. 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. 26. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. 27. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. 29. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. 30. Discredit the American Founding Fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. 31. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. 32. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. 33. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. 34. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. 35. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. 36. Infiltrate and gain control of more unions. 37. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. 38. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. 39. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. 40. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. 41. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. 42. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. 43. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. 44. Internationalize the Panama Canal. 45. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems, give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike.
That's good. Thank you, Ken. Well, you know, as you listen to that, it was like a playbook of what you see going on today. And anything that goes against them, they subvert and they say that you're the target. In as much as the psychiatrists, which are deeming people not by any medical test whatsoever, but, oh, you look depressed. It's the same thing with taking those that have fought and died for this country as since they're now on either medical marijuana or other some SSRI that some cannot even purchase or have a gun permit. And, of course, those are the ones that would rise up because they would recognize what was going on. The media, what we have today, and again with the FBI, we have the total discrediting of the FBI. Again, they're not out there doing any of this mass arrest of all those that are trying to subvert the United States as well as its constitution. They're gone. We have the FBI that's been out there knowingly admitting that they're behind all domestic terrorism. Of course, this is just to whoop the people up into some frenzy to go out for these wars and fight these alleged enemies. And it's not those enemies over there, allegedly, that are our enemies. It's those in Congress and stuff that are making the policies today that have been subverted by this communism. Anyway, we have a break coming up here on Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you wanna...
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back.
Truth is on talk radio.
This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. And again, you can join us in the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chatandgo.com. You know, for anyone that just listened to that last recording there, I don't care in which side of the movement you're on today. It should be a chilling effect to know what's been going on in that for either side, you personally have been played. And I don't know how you would feel about that, but that would kind of disgust me. Before I cover this next story, I'd like you to all think right now of all the dams, roads, and other infrastructure needing repair. Also think of the 307,000 veterans that have sadly died by the neglect of the Veterans Administration, and the millions of homeless, starving Americans in this country. And now I've told you, it's those guys in those $1,000 suits, not some alleged enemy somewhere else. New York Times has just run an article here called Behind the Sudden Death of $1 Billion Secret CIA War in Syria. The end came quickly for one of the costliest covert programs in the history of the CIA. During a White House briefing early last month, the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, recommended to the President Trump that he shut down a four-year-old effort to arm and train Syrian rebels, of who we now find out have defected and have gladly joined the Syrian army. So all that money was wasted in trying to overthrow a democratically elected government over there. And here in Montana, I think of this personally, because in the fire department and stuff, when you go to these accidents in the middle of wintertime and the roads are terrible and stuff, they can't find enough money, basically about $140,000, to buy a brand new snowplow, nor the money to train a driver for it. But they sure have money to waste $1 billion on Syria, which has also led to over 400,000 deaths brought to you by the CIA. And if that doesn't disgust you, and then also realize we as Americans are not hated, it's this government. And so when you see Iranians and stuff who also went through one of these CIA operations saying death to America, it's not us. You can watch the video, Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran, and you'll see that the people there don't hate Americans. They hate the government. You should think of that more. So anyway, now we have Afghanistan. How many years have the United States been in Afghanistan? I have a break coming up here, but now we have Russia's warning of resorting to a military force in Afghanistan. And despite the efforts of the Afghan government and the United States, Daesh, ISIS, ISIL, IS, whatever you want to call them, and the Taliban continue to gain ground. Now, I talked to John Stadtmiller here and others recently about ISIL target Russia, and it's because they're headed towards Russia, and that's why Russia's doing this. Another break here. We'll be out right back on Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To.
That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.